What do you think the most important lessons for Santiago to find his? What do you think the were the most important lessons for Santiago to find his personal legend?
Well,
yeah,
to listen to the omens and stuff.
Yeah, like the omens and stuff. To, like, to really, like, figure out what was good and what was bad.
And he had to, like, listen to his heart.
Yeah, yeah. He had to, like, and he had, like, communicate with nature.
He like spoke to his heart.
That was
and he's like traveling the desert.
Like, no,
and the wind.
Don't do
and
that.
The sun.
Yeah.
And he, like, tried to become the wind and stuff.
He kind of became, like, at peace with the world.
Yeah.
That's true.
He, like, became an alchemist, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the point. What do you think the universal language was?
Wait, he was saying, like, it was something about, like, love. He was talking about love for, like, 20 pages.
It was kind of, like, just, he could, like, sense how people were feeling.
How people, like, they, like, the little things that they did, like, showed, he, like, could tell you if they didn't speak, like, his language. Like, they did something.
Yeah, like, people, when he, every time he saw someone in the desert, he was like, they look like death or whatever, their eyes.
Yeah,
like,
their eyes just, were a lot, yeah.
And, like,
the eyes look like love, they looked like death.
Yeah, like, you could tell how strong someone's soul is by looking to their eyes. Okay, 1 minute, 30 seconds for you.
Okay, I said, why do you think the author included the merchant's daughter that the boy was in love with while he was a shepherd?
And why do I think the what?
Why did the author include her?
Because, like, she's the first obstacle to get to his, like, in the way to get to his, whatever, personal legend.
Like, he had to leave her.
Like, she's the whole reason that he was in that town or whatever.
Yeah,
and he, like,
she, like, brings him to
and
that
met the
area.
King.
It was, like, another omen or whatever.
And that, like lady.
The
gypsy lady.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he wouldn't have met her or went there if he wasn't looking for her.
That's true.
He never brought her any of the treasure.
Well, he didn't get the treasure yet. Like,
well,
after he
traveled
all that way, he's like, oh, yeah, it's where I started.
Yeah. I'd be so annoyed.
Yeah, me too.
I wouldn't be laughing. He's sitting there laughing.
I said, do you think the boy will ever see his family again? Like, his parents and siblings and stuff?
Probably not.
No.
No, he's treasure now.
He said he was going to go back to Fatima.
He's in a, like, he's probably going to marry Fatima with the money or whatever and, like, the treasure, and they're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Want to talk about that for 20 seconds?
Plus, he was all on his own, like, for years before.
Yeah, he left
his parents because...
Because they wanted
him
to become
a priest.
And he didn't want to do that. He wanted to travel the world.
Yeah,
he
was
a shepherd.
Same again.
But then he became a shepherd.
Yeah, he became a shepherd because he wanted to travel.